The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to those of you just joining us for hour number two today, our hump day edition, 8 a.m. Central Time right now. And we've got 10% off all North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as your last chance to purchase our gardening products. That's a 10% off White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and the Willard Water Plant Catalyst. And, of course, we've got closeouts on the Real Anthony Fauci and Silver Shield Sanitizer. And, of course, the $100 donation or more that you send in or call us with gets you one of these coffee mugs right here. You see the Power Hour logo right there? And on the other side, surprise, surprise, surprise. Gomer, is that you? Look at that. You got the commemorative Joyce Riley coffee mug. And if you send us more than $100 in donation, we're going to send one of these to you absolutely free, and you can have coffee with Joyce. How about that? It works for me. Now, of course, the reason we have 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week, for those of you watching us streaming live, you will very clearly see, if I can get the word out, this handsome guy over here. He likes to play football. That is the British term for soccer, for those of you out there. And he has gotten into this health thing, and it's been going on for a long time. And now he's the director of sales, and he's a good educator when it comes to North American Urban Spice products. Justin Porter back with us. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. If I could just get my my speech pattern working here. I just got a bone active brochure, Bone Density Support Plus. And I've had some questions from folks out there besides Bone Active I want to get into in this segment when we're talking about this. And I'm trying to find a way to regenerate muscle.
Okay.
So we can talk about that as well, because somebody is prodding at me in my text box saying, find out what they've got at North American Urban Spice that helps regenerate muscle or build muscle. You know, because the older we get atrophied, you know, when we don't use our muscles a lot. So, and I know since you've been on the front line of this, you've got some ideas as far as holistic natural health and nutrition. So anyway, the Bone Active, which we have at the Power Mall, it's a topical rub. And I guess I could start by saying what's in it and what does it do? Inquiring minds want to know.
We have so many issues, don't we, out there with bone density. And, you know, I think a lot of the issues stem from the diet, and then it also stems from overuse of pharmaceutical products. And, you know, I think it's amazing to think that what these pharmaceutical products do, because they're so strong, is that they actually strip the body from much needed minerals. They strip the body from nutrients that ultimately make the bones what they are. So, you know, the first step is to always make sure you understand what any medication is doing. If we're depleting vitamin C levels, if we're depleting any kind of minerals, then that loss is going to lead to osteoporosis. It's going to lead to resorption of the bones, which is essentially that whole process of bone density being lost. And so what Bone Active does, it essentially stops that process of resorption. And the topical oils themselves, sage and rosemary, have been proven to stop that resorption. And, you know, it's really, really important that you can rub it on the soles of the feet. You rub it directly on the areas where the bone loss or the bone density issues are occurring. And it just prevents that from worsening. I like to always recommend taking the Bone Active capsules with the oils. And the main reason for that is that you're actually taking what is known as MCHC, which is a essentially bone from a 100% grass-fed cattle. And that is going to come in into the body with the rosemary and sage, and it's going to actually start rebuilding the bones. And MCHC is essentially bioavailable calcium and phosphorus. So if you know, huge components of what makes up bone density. It's not calcium that you chuck in that you know is derived from limestone, which is the majority of supplements out there. This is the real bone, and it's going to be taken into the body, fully absorbed, and then you're going to start replenishing that density level. If you do that in conjunction with the oil, then you're going to essentially stop any resorption, and you're going to have get rid of osteoporosis. I always recommend making sure that you're on a good magnesium as well, and making sure your vitamin D levels are where they need to be. But that is it's a huge component, and I personally had good results. I had a fractured finger when I tried to catch an American football about 12 years ago. I shouldn't have tried to catch it. Clearly, I should have just headed it. And it landed right on my finger, fractured my finger, and blinking heck did that hurt. So
got a whole new vocabulary, didn't you? Yeah. Okay, now let me guess. We have a delay here on this system. All right. There we go. You're back.
So about 9 years later, I actually still had a fractured finger, and it was just like three times the size of where it should have been. And it was really quite incredible. So I started taking the Bone Active, not for that purpose. I was just curious to try to get the minerals in my system. And I noticed very quickly, it was about 21 days later, it was completely healed. And, it was just such a reassuring experience.
So the thing is that there are some recommendations. Now, folks, this is not an infomercial. We don't have Justin on here. He's been talking scientific facts of what's in these supplements and things that we're selling at the Power Mall. Bone Active, you can actually, like oregano oil, you can rub it on the bottom of your feet and your shins twice daily and on any involved area, right, topically?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anybody who's got, bone spears or just anything going on, if they're suffering from osteoporosis, arthritis, there's a really, really effective way, and the results are fairly quick as well. You do notice a difference. You've still got to make sure you're eliminating things that are going to withdraw minerals from the body, which includes medication. Grains are very well known for stripping and stopping the absorption of minerals. So as long as you'll be able to get that diet right and do that in conjunction with the Bone Active, you will get pretty immediate results.
Well, the thing is, too, is that if you've got strong bones and you don't have the bone spurs and you don't have, because I know a lot of people have bone spurs and it ends up chewing through the tendons. That's happened a time or two. And sometimes they have to go in and actually surgically grind down the bone spurs where they occur, whether it's in the hips or the shoulders or wherever it is. Bone spurs, from what I've been told by several people in orthopedics, because I did spend a little time in med school, is largely due to trauma, like falling or being in a car accident or various other things. You find that to be the case?
It's often that case, Dave. There's also, there is progression through malnutrition as well. And, I think one thing that we never give enough credit for is how important our diets really are. And our body is reactive and is trying to heal, and it doesn't, if it's not fed the right things, then these side effects of a poor diet occur. And, they're very hard to put right. But like I've always say, everything is correctable. Trauma is a whole different matter, but we still need to feed the body what it needs to go through that healing process. So, there's definitely, there's always multiple answers and multiple causes for sure.
Yeah. See, I wanted to play when we came on, I wanted to play Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, the Simon and Garfunkel song. But then I looked and I went, wait a minute, this doesn't have parsley and thyme in it. Thyme is a very good healing component when it comes to getting rid of pain, though, we have found out.
Thyme has a lot of benefits, and it's kind of like a mini oregano in my view, where oregano would just have to be the king when it came to comparing the two, but they have a lot of similar features. Thyme has a little bit more thymol, so it's a little bit harder on the liver, so that's always a concern. oregano.
Okay, I didn't know that. See, we learn something new every day.
But topically, you're not going to have that risk, But I would use oregano. It's going to do just what the thyme would do. And in conjunction with that rosemary and sage, which is in the topical oil, you're dealing with pain and you're dealing with the prevention of bone loss.
Okay, now, so you have wild rosemary oil, wild sage oil, wild oregano oil, and now you mix those in a suspension of organic extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you smell like a salad when it's all said and done, right? No.
there's added benefits for sure, yeah. And it's
salad,
nice because,
here.
You know, we're
it's
not talking
vinegar,
about,
you know.
That's the way I always do it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that we've got to remember as well, this is wild oregano, wild sage, wild rosemary. It's not the herbs that you'll see in the grocery store we grow in our garden. The components, the terpenes, the cannabinoids are so much greater in these plants when they're from the wild. It really is the difference maker in this wonderful formula.
So the thing is that sage has, of course, contains a variety of volatile oils and flavonoids.
Mm-hmm.
People may not know what flavonoids are. Do you want to explain that from a scientific standpoint?
Well, flavonoids are just components of plants that offer, you know, more than just protective elements. But it's things like rosmarinic acid that we really celebrate that brings the medicinal value of these plants to us. And, we could break down everything in these plants, but a lot of companies will go out there and they'll standardize all of these, you know, celebrated medicinal components that essentially makes them less effective. So I think what you're getting here is you're getting the whole plant the way God intended, and all of these things work together to really make sure the body is protected or given, you know, nutritional benefits that otherwise wouldn't be there.
All right, so now we've covered the Bone Active Topical Rub, which we have at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is now open, 877-817-9829. If you have more questions, you want to talk to somebody about it, you can actually call up. If you don't want to go on order online, you can get on the phone and call and talk to a live human being and ask more questions about the products that we have here that we talk about on the show. And now I wanted to move on to this thing about muscle building and muscle regeneration. What does North American Urban Spice have cooked up for that?
Yeah, well, I think you touched on it right at the beginning. You know, if you stop using something, you're going to get atrophy. So one of the most crucial components is to get moving. You don't stop and make sure that you're active every single day. You know, that is always going to be a crucial part. Doesn't matter really what you do if you aren't using the body part. You know, if you're just laying in bed or you sat down all the time, that's going to be a major issue. So be conscious of that. Make sure you're working everything every single day. But you've got to be very careful. A lot of people will push the branch-chained amino acids. They don't work the way that, you know, it's kind of pushed to work. They end up competing with each other, these amino acids.
We've been hearing a lot about that. I have been reviewing a certain amount of articles. And of course, now everybody's pointing a finger at the thyroid, mm-hmm. and saying there's issues with that. And then you got to use amino acids. And we've talked to people that are holistic practitioners and acupuncturists, and they're all doing amino acids. And I'm just like, just not clear and concerned on the subject matter. You know, there's so much, I'm not going to say the word confusion. Oh, I just did. Amongst all of the practitioners out there as to what works and what doesn't. But, I can see that the diet and exercise, probably the sorts of things that you want to put into your body. This is one of the reasons why we encourage gardening and not using all of these glyphosate laced products.
Yeah.
That farmers use in the mainstream, because the less toxins you have in the body, the better your body performs. We have some stuff out there, and I'm trying to think. Oh, Nuke Protect. That's it. That's one of the things out there that helps detoxify the system, does it not?
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, like anything, you know, if we have an illness, if we're trying to prevent something, if we are looking to build muscle, there's so many different elements, and our age also plays a major role. You know, you might be 20 years old and you're in the gym and you're pumping iron, and then you get in, you do your whey protein, I always recommend 100% grass-fed whey. Make sure there's no sucralose and acesulfame, potassium, and all that garbage. And you're going to start building muscle. You know, you're essentially, you have much greater human growth hormone there ready to use because of your age. And you're going to build muscle much easier. When we get older, we're trying to maintain a healthy muscle. And, you know, we're not going to build muscle the same way. You know, we can still do the exercises that make sure that our body, you know, produces human growth hormone, things like high intensity exercises, you know, very, very good for that. But, you know, you've made a great point where you've got to make sure we're cleaning out the body and we're supporting the endocrine system. Nute Protect does that, you know, as good or better than any other product that I've come across, you know, because for one thing, it has the iodine that you need from the kelp to support the thyroid. You have the potassium iodide that's going to stop any radioactive iodine from attacking the thyroid. And then, of course, you have the selenium in there in the right amount that's going to support the thyroid. And as we know, selenium is so hard to get from our diet. So that's a huge component of making sure we're supporting the body, you know, in a major way. And the other item, of course, that I think everybody should be taking as we age is certainly the beef liver. And, you know, you have the 18 of the 20 amino acids. You have all of the essential amino acids in there. And, you know, that is just a crucial building block within there because it's naturally occurring in food. It's not going to be isolated and then put into a formula, so to speak, to compete with each other. And a lot of people are given, you know, this wrong information that you can just chuck amino acids in without any of the cofactors, any of the naturally occurring support factors. And, you know, I think that's why there is this confusion, as you rightly called it.
But see, you do bodybuilding. I know you do.
I train pretty well.
You do weightlifting. And see, the thing is the older we get, and I know my lovely wife is going to go, you're letting out too much personal information here, but she's got a set, believe it or not, of those little blue 2-pound weights.
Yeah.
And you may think that this is trivial, folks, but the thing is if you can sit there and just work, it's called repetition. And if you can just work those little 2-pound weights 10 or 20 times in the morning when you get up, it just does a whole world of wonder as far as building your arm strength, your muscle strength in your arms. Agree or disagree?
100% agree. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And, you know, sometimes lifting heavier is actually much more dangerous because of all the strain we put on our back and our legs and our knees. And, you know, I think the most important thing is always going to be technique, and it's going to be working the muscle. And, you know, if you just lift one rep, then you're actually working the muscle less. You know, and as we age, it's absolutely important to get the blood flow going and the work really being supported. Another thing that I think has been recommended a little too much is vegan protein. And, you know, you see things like pea protein that is very hard to digest. And, you know, a lot of these formulas today, because pea is a very cheap ingredient, is being pushed onto a lot of, especially the aging population. And you see these horrible products like Ensure and, you know, some of the names that I don't even know how to say. They're extremely dangerous, and they're going to do the opposite of supporting the body. They're full of GMOs. They're full of sugar. And, you know, we've got to make sure people are aware of that.
They give this stuff to the elderly in nursing homes. They're giving them this garbage.
It's the
but it's chocolate. Mini-me likes chocolate. Scotty, don't. Yeah, see, this is what gets me. They were giving this stuff to my mom when she was in assisted living.
Yeah.
And this stuff has got toxins and it's GMO. How many people knew that? Raise your hand.
Well, exactly. I
mean, that's a sight gag, folks. It's a sight gag. All right. Now, that's...
We call it the registered dietitian, government-led, you know, joke of a system. And, you know, we have these government puppets who are giving – they're meant to be the educators. They're meant to be the educated in diet. And all they do is push, you know, these dangerous messages. They look at macros. They don't even understand nutrition. And, you know, they're the ones who are pushing this garbage on our loved ones. So.
Wow. See, folks, we learn something new every day, which is one of the reasons why I'm glad you're all tuning in. Justin Porter's been studying this stuff for ever and a day, And he's even doing this because he had issues in his own personal life that came to the forefront, and now he's working to correct those. I'd say you look like you're making some really good progress.
Yeah, it's about, yeah, I think it's now 18 years, no psoriasis. It's been, but it's, you know, it's got to be constant, you know, and it's not something I really think about now, but it's impeccable diets are fun and tasty and very achievable. So, you know, I always make sure people don't, you know, really understand how good food is when you do it right.
Right. Well, see, North American Urban Spice created this stuff. It's called Oreganol P73 Oil. And it comes in a 1 fluid ounce bottle. And people, do they have to rub it on the bottoms of their feet and put socks on when they go to bed night after night after night, and they will notice a big difference? Is that kind of where you're going with that?
It's external and internal use. There are over 100 uses of oregano. And if anybody doesn't have a bottle of the 1 ounce oil of oregano, either the super strength or regular strength, in their cabinet, then they should make sure they always have it on hand, because it is good for so many things. You know, we're finding out even now, you know, new things. I think I touched on it, how it's helped a tree and a cow and all of these different areas. But I used it on my children when they were babies. They couldn't take anything internally, obviously. And so I'd put it on the soles of their feet, rub it on their shins, on the lower spine, and even in their belly button. The belly button connects the nerves through the whole body. So what I found was you'd get this much faster healing process, even as babies, when they did come down with something. And, you know, if you don't like the taste of it, you can just rub it all over the body and you will get that same healing effect. So really, really remarkable stuff.
Yep, and you're rocking them to sleep going, oh, hello, my little meatball. Yeah, I know, I get it. I'm making light of it. But the pungent thing is, it's pungent, but you smell like a meatball. But seriously, it's doing good, and we've noticed it using it. So that's how I know to even discuss stuff like this with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice on the show. Now, as far as the Collagen Power Plus, benefits of that.
Yeah, the collagen is, again, this would be a wonderful support factor as well for anybody who is talking about muscle regeneration or prevention of muscle loss. Collagen itself, it's abundant in the body. It makes up multiple different tissues. 90% of what's in the body is type 1 and type 3. And that is what is in the Collagen Power Plus. It's 100% grass-fed bovine collagen. But you can't just take collagen on its own and expect it to just go into the body and do what it's meant to do. You know, we do lose collagen as we age. You know, that's why we get the wrinkles and we get all these other things. But collagen is important for digestion. It's important for immune health. There's a lot of other factors there. But if you're not going to absorb it, then you might as well, you know, not take anything, take the powder. So the Collagen Power Plus has the cofactors that are so crucial. And that includes vitamin C. And this is whole food vitamin C from Camu Camu. It has actually bromelain and papain, which are enzymes crucial for the absorption of collagen. So that's in the product. We do have some of the MCHC, again, the bone, and that is really to provide additional mineral support. But the one of the key factors in there is the Shilajit. And this Shilajit is remarkable. We can only actually harvest it 2 weeks of the entire year up in the Himalayas. And it's crucial to do that because there's no heavy metal contamination within that Shilajit. And Shilajit is essentially, it's been there for thousands of years. It is so mineral rich. Has all the trace minerals and additional minerals in there that are absolutely vital for collagen absorption. So it's a unique formula. My nails grow way too quick when I take it, and my hair is more full because of it, and it's really noticeable. So if you don't like your fingernails growing too fast, then maybe it's not the product for you. But yeah, you will notice a big difference in what it does.
Interesting. I gotta love it. See, and you don't know these things unless you're tuned in and you're listening to the show, folks, and share it with people who you know have issues going on just like this. There's another thing that apparently the Islamic religion has embraced, and that's black seed oil.
Yeah, no, they've definitely, yeah, Black Seed. Where do you start with Black Seed?
It's, I know it. It goes everywhere. I mean, I take it every day.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it was in Tutankhamun's tomb. They even found it there. So this is something that's been in use forever. Cleopatra, who was meant to be this wonderfully beautiful lady, she apparently bathed in the stuff. So, wow. You know, she had probably a bigger purse than most of us. So I think that was one thing. But they say she would put it on. It would keep her young and beautiful. I mean, I always take the Black Seed in conjunction with the collagen for healthy hair, skin, and nails. It's worked wonderful for a lot of people I've worked with. Black Seed is that wonder herb, wonder spice that some people even ask, is it really an herb and spice or is it a drug? You know, is that effective? You know, we celebrate it for everything, the digestive health, immune support, cardiovascular health. It's wonderful for neurological support as well. It's been scientifically shown to reduce seizures, and that's in older and younger people. So, you know, it goes past that blood-brain barrier. It does improves GABA naturally. So that's going to work on mood. It's going to work on sleep. But that's also part of the reason why the seizures are lessened with the intake of Black Seed. So, we could go on and on and on about it. I love it. I take it with every meal. And I definitely notice a huge, huge difference. I started taking it about 4 years ago. And my digestive health was the first thing that was very apparently improved. And it does things like induce bile flow from the gallbladder, and without that you really can't eliminate toxins as effectively. So yeah, just a wonderful spice.
Interesting. And then you got the new kid on the block, Pine Power Plus, raw Pine Power Plus in the 8 fluid ounce bottle. We have been selling a little bit of that at the Power Mall, and I guess people just need to understand that this stuff is better than sitting there messing with pine needle tea. You want to elaborate while we got a couple of minutes?
Yeah, 23 cups of pine needle tea in a bottle ready to go. It's, wow. You know, pine can be, if you get the wrong pine, it can be poisonous and dangerous as well. So you definitely don't want to take a chance unless you really know what you're looking at. But these pine needles, they're from the wild, you know, like so many of the things that we do. We add a little bit of wild spruce in there as well, which adds respiratory support. It's in apple cider vinegar, so that's going to help for multiple reasons. It certainly does help. It even actually lessens the appetite, which is obviously a good thing. But the pine needles themselves are full of shikimic acid. They're gonna actually start dissolving funky things like graphene oxide. It's going to help remove any spike protein that's left over. And anybody who takes it, the report's always, wow, I just feel better. There is this amazing sense of well-being that I haven't really myself ever experienced taking a product. I love taking it. I notice a difference when I am taking it. It's also full of vitamin C because it's raw. So there's so much going on there. But, you know, if you want to detoxify, if you want respiratory support, you want immune support, then the Pine Power Plus is perfect.
Yep, there you have it. Justin Porter, North American Urban Spice, thank you so much for being with us in this segment. And, of course, love to have you back again because we always have interesting things to talk about. That's right. Available at the Power Mall. Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. Power Hour J standing by to take your phone call. In the meantime, God bless you and all the work you're doing, Justin. We'll have you back on. We'll be back after the break with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. For those of you wanting to chime in, if you're listening during this particular time, 844-769-2944. We have 10% off all North American Urban Spice products this week. We just had Justin Porter on. Hopefully we educated you a little bit about how things work in the human body and what you can do to help yourself. That's one of the reasons why we have the powermall.com out there so you can subscribe to our newsletter, right? We've got White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits, Willard Water Plant Catalyst, 10% off, as well as The Real Anthony Fauci, 20% off that book, and 30% off Silver Shield Sanitizer. And, of course, we're on Substack, and if you want to snail mail us a donation or send us a letter letting us know why you deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems, you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Each one of these systems is $269, including shipping. And once you set it up, you don't have to ever pay for anything again, and you get to pick up channels from all over the world off of the Galaxy 19 satellite. So not everybody can have one or use it. Everybody can have one if they want, but whether you can use it, that's a whole different thing, because, see, if you don't have line of sight to the south directly, that's going to be a problem for you. So if you send us a letter letting us know why you deserve one of those systems, make sure you put your phone number in there so Rick can call you and find out exactly whether or not you can actually use one before we give it away to you, because there's nothing worse than getting one of these systems and not being able to use it. So that's one of the reasons why we come up with that. Another thing that we were talking about, and I'm talking about our producer, Catherine, and I, was putting on a workshop. And of course, we always like to hear from you as far as 877-817-9829, hitting the number 2 when you get there, or sending us an email to support@thepowerhour.com. We were thinking about doing an all-day workshop for people on paralegal level research, especially if you or somebody you know is going through foreclosure. It is an issue going on right now. Also understand that the banks, the cities, the counties, we actually have attorneys out there working for cities that are trying to take people's homes in foreclosure for code violations. We're going to talk a lot about this stuff. This is one of the reasons why, you know, people are being affected by so many different things right now. And if it's something you would be interested in, it's going to be a real cheap date. We're working on the price. We're going to keep it very affordable for people. And it's an all-day thing. We're going to talk about paralegal level research, how to research the land records, how to do all that good stuff. I'm even going to show you this stuff on screen so you can actually follow the bouncing ball. Yep. What's going to happen to our banking system as trillions of dollars worth of commercial real estate loans go bad? You see, this is the other shoe. You always know that there is a real estate crisis in U.S. history when the commercial shoe drops. And of course, a lot of people don't believe the people that are out there promulgating this. Yep. San Francisco Center Mall. This is Westfield, the shopping center giant. Yep. They are getting out of San Francisco Center. They're walking away from a $558 million loan. They're going to walk away. You file bankruptcy. They're doing this all over. Westfield has a mall down in Sarasota County, Florida. They also walked away from. They're going to purposefully default. That's what we call strategic default in the foreclosure world. Yeah. Understand that that is a possibility and it affects a lot of people. People lose their jobs over this stuff. The economy sucks over this stuff. I use the word sucks. It's that sucking sound of the economy. Yep, not Monica and Bill's closet. No, it's the economy, guys that and gals, that this is what happens. When the commercial shoe drops, people lose their jobs and the economy suffers in general. And when you lose your job because the mall drops dead, then all of a sudden you can't make your mortgage payments. You see that proverbial caca, how it rolls downhill? This is what I'm talking about and why we need to have a class. Because people need to know how to deal with this situation. And you got to be paying attention to land records. And this is what we're going to go into in this class that we're talking about putting together. If you're interested, please email us or call the Power Mall line at 877-817-9829. Press the number 2 and leave us a message and let us know what you think. Craig in Michigan, you're on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you too, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. Go for it.
Okay, I gotta hang out the window to get a good signal here. So,
don't hang out too far.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's a shortfall. Anyway, like you, I cringe when I hear people say democracy.
Yeah, I do too.
You there, man?
I do. I cringe as well. I don't like that D word.
Okay. Another little cringe point I have is when people refer to Vladimir Putin as a dictator. How come other countries have dictators and we have duly elected leaders? ? Putin is not a dictator. He answers to the Dumas and the Federation Council, just as we have a House of Representatives and a Senate. And he is a moderate. When the Russian people realize that there are uniformed soldiers in Ukraine that have SS tattoos and swastikas on their uniforms, and after having lost 27 million people to the Nazis in the Second World War, I would think that that would be a problem in my head.
Well, and see, but Craig, you're looking at history and what history has taught us, and the younger generation and all of these woke people want to take away that history so that we forget about it and we basically succumb to a repeat of history. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. And see, if you intentionally you intentionally take it away, we forget all about what you just brought up. Very valid points.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the Russians are not going to forget about the history of having to fight off, you know, Nazis. And this country is so brainwashed. I mean, we're still living in this Cold War mentality where, you know, the Soviet Union and the Russians were an equal definition. I mean, you know, Khrushchev wasn't even a Russian. He was either a Georgian or a Ukrainian. I can't remember which, but he was not an ethnic Russian. But, you know, I know what you're saying. I mean, you know, we're just... Elvis was right. Shoot your television.
Yeah, except if you're getting a one of those Rick Satellite USA.com systems, though, you're going to need your TV set to help tune it in so that you don't need your TV anymore unless you want to watch the great programming on TV. Now, we all just are getting brainwashed by this nonsense, and it's just craziness. And I appreciate
well,
you chiming in.
Don't hang out there, brother.
Yep. I mean, if you're going to hang out the window, please, whatever you do, don't yell, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore," because then the neighbors will think,
No, I don't have neighbors anymore.
Oh, okay. Would you get rid of them? But
no, they're just so far away. They're just the people that live that far away anymore.
I gotcha. All right. Well, I appreciate your call this morning, Craig. Thanks so much. God bless. Keith in Oklahoma, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Well, you earlier you had mentioned the other shoe dropping in that commercial real estate crisis.
Oh yeah,
and it reminded me of something I heard the other day, and I'm not sure I heard you talk about it, but I'm sure you're aware of it. That I saw a story where in Florida, the homeowners insurance prices have increased 100% in the past 2 years.
You know, yep, and
due to climate change and, you know, all this, you know, because the hurricanes are causing more damage. Yeah, right. Like, we believe that. But it reminded me, it sparked in a thought. It's like, that's just another way to force people out of ownership, you know, and to force everyone into the whole rent thing you've talked about before, where it forces all to be renters. You know, and it's just, I guess those kind of things go hand in hand. But I hadn't heard you mention that, but I'm sure you have talked about it, maybe.
Oh, I have, and it's on the tip.
Yep,
it's on the tip of my tongue. As a matter of fact, almost every day when I get ready to open the show, I'm thinking about all these things, and that's one of the reasons why when I saw what was going on in Florida and the house I built down there, the Steel Sips home, actually survived with very little damage. As a matter of fact, the entire skin of the outside of the house remained intact, and it was hit by 188 mile an hour winds, head on category 5, and a little bit of the roof curled up. That was the extent of the damage. So, you know, the insurance companies don't care, and the state of Florida needs to concentrate on what the insurance industry is doing. But more so, when you have people like Dane Wigington and the folks at geoengineeringwatch.org, and they're pinpointing what's going on. Yeah, they're pinpointing what's going on. This climate change is not what the real concern is. It's what they're doing to the weather patterns to cause the disaster, to drive the insurance rates up so people can't afford to live in their home. That's what I'm looking at, because then it puts an undue burden on them. And when you get a majority of the retirees living in Florida that all of a sudden are finding out that they got more month at the end of the money, this is where the problem is, I believe. Maybe you agree.
Well, I do, and what I guess what I'm concerned with is that, you know, this is not going to be isolated to Florida. This will, you know, make its way across, you know, the United States, I'm sure, this narrative of, these natural disasters. Well, it's natural disaster. Sorry, we can't do anything about that. We have to raise your rates and force you out of your home because you can't afford to insure it. It just, it's troubling. I don't know what the solution is, but it just, it's troubling.
It is, and a lot of people are selling their houses and buying down. I've noticed that. That's how they're coping with it. They're moving to areas that are less affected by weather. They're trying to pay off their mortgages and literally get themselves in a place where they can self-insure. I mean, that's another thing that we could do is self-insure.
Yeah. Well, luckily I've had my mortgage paid off for a little while now. And, at this point, I don't have to have insurance, but who's to say where they passed this bogus law where you have to have car insurance to be able to drive a car. Who's to say he's going to pass another bogus law saying if you own a home, you have to have insurance,
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Oh, my. See, that's the one thing I haven't seen happen yet, but just leave it to some lame brain politician to, in order to save all these houses, what are you saving the house for? You have a problem with your own house, so you just mind your own business, Mr. Congressman, and leave
that's
us
right.
alone. That's what happens.
That's
and we, the people, this is where we need to start screaming, Keith. I appreciate that. Thank you for chiming in this morning, sir. You bet.
Thank you.
Kudlow actually came out on a consumer's research report about Bank of America. Now, I get to pick on these people. He says it's the worst woke story I have seen. That's what he said about Bank of America's use of ESG, the metrics, against its own customers. And he got on WABC Radio in New York with Breitbart Economics editor John Carney to talk about it, calling Bank of America woke. when Kudlow does that and goes on a rant, people are going to start paying attention. There's another company that's apparently gone woke, go broke. Kellogg's. Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney, she just couldn't stay off of the Bud Light can, causing them a bunch of economic dilemma. But the Tony Awards, they got Tony the Tiger. And who shows up? Mulvaney in a dress. And he gets up next to Tony the Tiger. Yep. Clinging to the mascot's arm, which garnered considerable attention online. And now Go Woke, Go Broke is going to start affecting Kellogg's. Yep. This is what, Mulvaney gets over there, starts hugging on Tony the Tiger, acting like a fan. And of course, when that happens, everybody's going to start dumping out their Frosted Flakes, right? Those of you Beatles fans out there, Paul McCartney says the Beatles' last song was created with the help of artificial intelligence, AI. Wow. They might have broken up and gone their separate ways in 1970, but it hasn't stopped them living on courtesy of the modern wonders of artificial intelligence. Sir Paul McCartney revealed yesterday AI was used to extract John Lennon's voice from a crackly old demo tape to create the last Beatles record. For release later this year, 80-year-old Sir Paul told the BBC Radio 4's Today program, the groundbreaking technology was used to separate the Beatles' voices from background sounds during the making of director Peter Jackson's 2021 documentary series, The Beatles Get Back. Jackson was able to extricate John's voice from a ropey little bit of cassette and a piano. According to what McCarthy told BBC Radio, he could separate him with AI. He'd tell the machine, that's a voice. This is a guitar. Lose the guitar. So when we came to make what will be the last Beatles record, it was a demo John had that we worked on. We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI program so that we could mix the record as you would do. It would give us some sort of leeway. Interesting how that works. Using AI now to remanufacture songs. Well, some of it gets put to good use. They're going to make money because people love the Beatles and they will buy it. The deep state, we have a report on surveillance capitalism. Feds are buying up our personal data from Silicon Valley. Believe it or not, did you know? This is a report from the Director of National Intelligence, which has unveiled the U.S. government is buying vast quantities of Americans' personal data generated by our cars, our smartphones, our web browsers, mirroring the results of intrusive surveillance techniques and posing significant threats to our Fourth Amendment rights to privacy. The Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. government is exploiting commercially available information to learn everything it can about you. Yep, about your next door neighbor. And this is where they're getting it from. Now, how do we stop that? What, are you going to go out and buy a 1984 Chevy pickup? Because it doesn't have all that stuff in it? You see, get the latest technology, I know, and they know where you're going, and they've got tracking devices in your cars, and they know where you go, and they study your migration habits, and they got your smartphone, and your smartphone, this little old device right here I'm holding up in my hot little hand, yeah, they got that, and they can track you based on that. Tracking, that's interesting. But then what you look for on your web browser, on your phone, on your internet, all of this stuff. And then, of course, if they have reason to believe because you're searching for things just because out of curiosity, all of a sudden, the government has thought police out there that are looking at this stuff. And you got to wonder about this artificial intelligence and buying up commercially available information. And there's a budget for that, which we really have to start asking our congressmen and senators, why do they have a budget so they can go feed off of our private information? This is all underneath our surveillance state category. And of course, you remember the old stuff called Paraquat, right? It's an herbicide, a registered desiccant. Desiccant is used, has been used on American farms since 1964. A desiccant is a chemical that speeds up the ripening of the crop and dries it out, much like glyphosate. It facilitates harvesting, allows it to be harvested sooner than later, with the crop left to dry on its own. 50 countries have banned paraquat. Now they're trying to cover up the adverse effects on health. Did you know a single sip of that stuff is lethal to a human? And consider the body of evidence that links paraquat to Parkinson's disease. Bellwether trial. As of mid-March of 2023, there have been 2,998 lawsuits filed by farmers that have Parkinson's disease consolidated into an Illinois federal court case. It's going to begin later this year. The trial is discovery process unearthed a trove of documents showing the chemical or the brand name Syngenta knew as early as the 60s that paraquat posed neurological risk and kept the evidence from regulators. This is the company, Syngenta, that makes paraquat. Peas, beans, and potatoes are many of the foods treated with paraquat, high lectin foods as well with paraquat. Buy organic whenever possible. The stuff just gets soaked right into it. Health officials in Missouri have issued a warning after a man died from eating raw oysters he bought at a food stand, at the fruit stand and seafood in the Manchester area. Be careful about that stuff. Vibrio infections is what it is. Additional abdominal cramps and fever, additional symptoms. GoFundMe, by the way, there's another company. They have Give, Send, Go. That's a different Christian organization if you're going to raise money. GoFundMe's gone woke. GoFundMe is hosting sex change surgery fundraisers for minors. It has more than 100 million users. It's collected $25 billion in donations for causes described on the website, including that 12-year-old girl trying to get phalloplasty surgery to create a male appendage. That's phalloplasty surgery. I call it addictomy, but you call it what you want. I make fun of it. Phalloplasty surgery is the anatomical name for that. Good luck trying to use something like that. Wow. How's that going to work? You going to do the old pump thing? Is that it? Folks, I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. The most successful fundraiser on June 7th on GoFundMe raised about $4,000. Semaglutide, the blockbuster drug being used for weight loss, is slated to bring in more than $10 billion in annual sales, but the adverse effects of using this stuff, Udervigilance, all this other stuff, is producing kidney disorder, kidney function disorder. Many of the things we didn't get to cover, of course, you can read on our email blast. In the meantime, Dave Krieger saying thanks so much for joining us here with these segments of the Power Hour. Go visit us on thepowerhour.com. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.